I saw Janine. She looked just like a royal queen, and she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time. I saw Janine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. It is Monday, the 20th day of March, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and of course, you're listening to the French Connection from France. That's where we are. That's where we're doing this show from. And, you know, it's a new week. It looks like they're starting to pile on the blame on Georgie Bush. And, you know, nothing could be, I've often said on this program that I really like the fact that George Bush was in office, because he single-handedly has brought more people to the truth than anybody ever. And so for that one reason alone, he is probably our best asset, because he is a staggeringly stupid man who has enabled us to make the case for the rest of the things that we discuss, both here on the French Connection and many other places that you find top quality information on the internet, which there aren't that many, sadly. We've been working for a long time trying to expose participation of some elite groups that perpetrate these crimes on us. And, you know, listening to Israel Shamir the other day, him saying that it's less of an organized conspiracy than we think. That may be true. I don't know. All I know is that all of the upper level management of this particular sickness that we face in the world, in the Western world more than not, and the victimization of the Islamic world by these same people, happen to be of the Jewish persuasion. Now, I didn't make that up. Take a look at your Federal Reserve, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at who's controlling the press. Take a look at the people profiting from 9/11. Take a look at the people controlling Hollywood. Take a look at the people at the highest levels of our universities. Now, I've used these statistics before. 2% of the nation's population. If you take the top 50 universities, they represent more than 50% of the board of directors of all the universities that I've just discussed. Some cases more. That's not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. It's by design. And there have been books written saying that they're smarter than the rest of us. Yeah, here's the thing. When you have your own group judging how smart you are, of course you're going to come out on top. Especially since all the best opportunities go to you and your brethren. Is this true? Look around. Is it a fact? Yes, it is. The Jewish community in America, by and large, is the single wealthiest community in the world. Not in America, in the world. You can extrapolate that same wealth across continents. Now, are there poor Jews? Well, yes, not only are there poor Jews, there are Jews who aren't involved in any of their criminality. So, again, and as I've said so many times on this show, not all Jewish people are involved. We need to make that very, very clear, that this is a conspiracy of criminals. And the people who are not involved in this bear no responsibility for the actions of this group. However, if they are sending their support dollars to places like the APEC group, or the ADL, or the JDL, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, or the JDO, or all of these other groups, if that's what you are doing as a Jewish observant person, then you are part of the problem. And you need to have as much thunder brought down on you as any of the main contributors, because you are helping them to enslave the world. And because of that, you are guilty of complicity. Now, what have they done? Well, they got the Balfour document signed, extended World War II on World War I, have the Americans enter it under false pretenses, under the threat of exposing Wilson as an adulterer and a philanderer, all of that's quite clear in Benjamin Friedman's work. Also, other historians have worked on these facts as well. All out of the history books, ladies and gentlemen, not ones you'll see in your schools, again, because these people are controlling the flow of that information. But you can extrapolate that back forward as well to World War II, because it was an inevitability, World War II, based upon the reparations that were demanded for World War I. And the aid that was given to National Socialism in Germany by these same forces. Now, what forces? Well, we look at the Harriman folks, and we look at George Bush's granddad sending lots of money over to get the Nazi Party underway. Max Warburg over there, and we had Schief working between New York and Berlin, working deals. DuPont was involved in it. People of very, very large fortunes were involved in helping these people to start this Nazi regime. And then throughout the war, different elements of Zionism were involved with the Nazis. Now, they were not the principals behind most of the activities of the Nazis, but they certainly were a cheering squad for what they were doing. And we have evidence of this, too. Now, what is the evidence? Well, we know from many, many different interviews I've done on this program that certain top members of the Nazi regime either were partially or fully Jewish. And we also know from historic documents that the financing was done through the Jewish bankers. What was the goal? It was to get the Jewish community out of Poland and out of Germany, and preferably in a shipped-out fashion to the Middle East to fulfill this Palestinian confiscation that was designed back in the 1890s and early part of the 1905-1910 period. The Balfour document spells it out. Untermeyer's speeches talks about it. So does Ben Friedman. So do Brandeis's activity, and so does Morgenthau's activity, and so does Baruch's activity from New York. All of these people were involved in the conspiracy. And so we move forward today. We find out that as they have beaten down resistance against complaining about what they've done and hidden the true history of what they've done, we have become more and more enslaved to their demands. Until today, we are under threat of losing everything we hold dear. And these same forces are behind it. Now, I've had people call me an anti-Semite. I've had them say I was a Holocaust denier. I am not a Holocaust denier. I deny that I know anything about the Holocaust. That's what I deny. What I certainly don't deny, and ladies and gentlemen, is that there are many, many people who've tried to discuss this and gone to jail for just discussing history. Doesn't that strike you as odd? Strikes me as strange. But when we start looking behind the curtain, pulling the curtain back, and talking to people such as, and people such as Dennis Halliday have alluded to the fact that these people are the cause, so has 27-year CIA veteran Ray McGovern has alluded to it. He calls it oil. Oil is his catchword for oil, Israel, and logistics. That's what he says. We've talked about it with David Pidcock. We've talked about it with all of the different people that have come on the show, including colonels, including a general discussed it once with me. Yeah. A lot of experts. Not nuts. Not ne'er-the-wells. And they use cited work. They use books that have been written and researched. Of course, immediately we get all the researched work poo-pooed by all these people out there who are trying to destroy these facts. Today, we're going to bring up another affair from the 1946-47 period of Israel's formation. It was a period that was well documented, but not written about today. Talks about how the Palestinians were sold out, how the Haganah came and murdered tens of thousands. They used the most brutal forms of terrorism against this population, continuing today, by the way. And we're going to talk about how this group was so beset upon that that they ran for their lives over to Palestine. I mean, over to Jordan. Now, interestingly enough, the king of Jordan has been a leader in the Masonic movement in the Middle East. And his son, King Abdullah, is also part of this messianic control system that has been put in place. Now, of course, at the top of the pyramid of all of these different organizations are the Zionists, ladies and gentlemen. That's where the research leads. That's where the documentation shows. That's what history proves. And, of course, they've got their minions out on the internet and out there in daily life trying to beat back the truth. But the truth is a powerful sword. And we are beating them back with the facts. So this interview today is going to be with Professor Dan McGowan. Very, very well-studied man. You will find him to be exceptionally well-versed in these issues. We're going to discuss several factors with him, probably about a 40-minute interview. So stick with me after this musical break, and we will have Professor Dan McGowan right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yardsticks, meters, inches, liters, can you measure life? Pain and sorrow, love tomorrow, happiness and strife. Who will take a measure of you when your life is through? Time's your treasure, spend it wisely, it's all up to you. Measure not, cause life's so fleeting, no sense to keep score. Little bit of a 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 little bit